Hour 2, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, presented by TJ Anderson, Homes of Benchmark Realty. Call TJ's team today to see why they're referred to so often. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. And as we will do every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock, we welcome in our friend Caroline Fenton to the program from Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace. Caroline going to join us every Tuesday morning throughout college football season at 7 o'clock. Really looking forward to that. Caroline, good morning. How are you?
It's week zero, Robbie.
It is.
So I am just peachy. I'm doing great.
We've made it. I've missed college football so much, and we've made it. I know that we're now in the annual week of, since Notre Dame's playing, of everybody overhyping Notre Dame this week, which has been a lot of fun. But week zero is great stuff.
I'm used to that. I feel like Notre Dame every single year, along with Texas, just gets overhyped and talked about. And I have to give Notre Dame credit, really, for the most part. Like, Notre Dame is a fairly competitive team. Texas is the one for me. Like, are we really going to do this again? We're going to rank them in the top 10 yet again, and they're going to go 8-4 yet again. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fine. We're not going to learn our lesson, but that's fine. I think my Stanford for quality football in week zero is very low. But that's okay because it's football.
That's right. It's college football, and we've made it back to this point. So, Caroline, let's start on the week zero front. Vanderbilt taking on Hawaii, and Vanderbilt obviously a significant favorite in this game. Hawaii, not very good. We saw Vanderbilt go down there last year and thump them. Overall, when you look at this Vanderbilt team and the two SEC wins at the end of last season, A.J. Swan coming in here again at quarterback, what do you make of the team that Clark Lee has in year three here and what this team could be as they're trying to build on the momentum that they gained at the end of last year?
I mean, I've said it and I've said it before. This is more of an overarching statement for the program itself, not necessarily just this season. But I think if there is anyone that can come in and just breathe life into this Vanderbilt program, it's Clark Lee. Because he truly believes what this program can become. And not that Derek Mason or James Franklin or any other coaches of the past didn't believe in it, because I think that they did. It feels different with Clark Lee. And I think you can see that the differences now than maybe a few years ago. It feels like a program that buys into something, that truly believes in something. And I think this year, a fair expectation for Vanderbilt, or maybe a ceiling for Vanderbilt, can be, making a bowl game. It's not an easy schedule necessarily, but I think that Vanderbilt can take advantage of a couple teams on their schedule that are down at the moment in the SEC. My hot take of the year, maybe this isn't a hot take, but I think Vanderbilt's going to beat Florida in back-to-back seasons. Has way too many questions going into this season. I don't think Florida is going to be a postseason team. So there's an SEC win on the schedule. I think Missouri coming into town at Vanderbilt, that's another win that can be on Vanderbilt's schedule. So that's two SEC wins right there, not adding on top of, maybe taking advantage of an Auburn that could be down this season. Maybe shocking South Carolina at the end of the season. I mean, there are absolutely pathways to a 6-plus win season for Vanderbilt. I think it just all comes down to what do they look like on the field this season. I think it's going to be a good offense. What does the defense look like? So I think that the expectations for Vanderbilt can be and really should be a 6-win season.
I guess I want to go off topic here. Not really, but sort of, because I'm with you. I'm excited about any sort of football this week. Week zero, and we're going to get into other actual football. But I did write about this today, Caroline, so I want to play a little buy-sell with you.
Okay? Ooh, okay.
And it's in regard to Vanderbilt, and I wrote about Vanderbilt and the potential that the next step here, or an eventual step here, is that Vanderbilt and other schools in the Big Ten, like Northwestern, Rutgers, whatever,
right,
are lopped off so that only the top football schools are making all that money. Buy or sell, Caroline, Vanderbilt will be an SEC member in 2033.
Oh, buy that 100%.
Okay.
Absolutely buy. I don't think that Vanderbilt or any other school, like maybe a Northwestern, has any business in leaving the comfort of their conferences right now.
Well, they won't leave. I'm not talking about them leaving.
You're talking about the conferences themselves breaking up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about Vanderbilt being left behind. I'm talking about the programs that are not making money, that are not pulling their share of the weight, but that are still getting the same payout, getting sent away.
I'm going to say bye simply because the SEC's deal with ESPN runs through 2034.
That is a good point. And I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right too, because if like the Vanderbilts and the Northwesterns aren't part of their conferences, that means that we are absolutely blowing it up. And I don't want to see that. So I'm going to buy that Vandy's an SEC member at 2033.
Caroline Fenton with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. How good can your LSU Tigers be this year? I full disclosure, SEC Media Days, I have them winning the SEC. How good do you think LSU can be this year?
The SEC. Not even just the SEC West?
The SEC. Got them winning the whole thing.
LSU Tigers Bobo, Robbie Stanley.
Where's your faith in your Tigers?
Big Here Brian Kelly guy.
I've got faith in my Tigers, but I have learned this about myself, and I don't know if this is a quality about myself that I necessarily like, but it's, okay, if you did it once, show me that you can do it again, and then I can have faith in you. It's the same approach that I have with Josh Heupel in Tennessee. You had a great season this past year, number one in the country for a week. You had college football playoff conversation. Show me that you can do it again. That's kind of how I feel about LSU. I think that the ceiling for this team is 12-0. You win the SEC West, and whatever happens in the SEC championship game, you know, you're going to make the college football playoff. And I think that the floor for this team could be 9-3 or 8-4. And if the floor for your team is 9-3, then it's pretty good. It's pretty solid. I just think that LSU is going into this season with so much continuity and with so few questions in an SEC that has so many questions. I got questions about Alabama and their quarterback situation and their coordinators. Now, I have questions about what Hugh Freeze can do at Auburn in year one. I've got questions about what Texas A&M really is. You know, is Jimbo Fisher really willing to take the back seat and let Bobby Petrino take care of the offense? I don't know. But there is a high likelihood that LSU is going into this season with the fewest questions and the most certainty of any team in the SEC. They've got a returning starting quarterback. They've got both of their coordinators returning, which there's only two teams in the SEC that have that, and it's LSU and Vanderbilt, returning their head coach. They're bringing back one of their top defensive players in Mason Smith, who tore his ACL in the Florida State game this past season. I think they have the top defensive player in the country in Harold Perkins, returning their leading receiver, returning their five leading rushers. And there's just a whole lot of retention this season. And I think that this team, this offense in year two under Brian Kelly, Jaden Daniels in his second year in the SEC, you're not going to see the skid and the slow start that you saw this past season. So I don't think it's crazy to talk about LSU potentially being in the college football playoff conversation. But if you were to ask me my, you know, legitimate prediction for this season, I would say 10-2.
Okay, what's your playoff?
Ooh, good question. Georgia, obviously. Michigan. Gosh, I can't say Alabama because I think they're going to have a slow start. I think they're going to lose to Texas, and I think they have another SEC loss Ooh, along the way.
I like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
No USC?
Maybe USC. I don't believe in Lincoln Riley. If USC does get into the conversation, I don't think that they win at all. Again, with Lincoln Riley, you've gotten four cracks at it. You're 0-4. And all of your cracks in the college football playoff, and you've had a really good teams in all four of those bids at the CFP. It's hard for me to say. I think that there's going to be a Georgia, a Michigan, and maybe a USC thrown in there, and then I think there's going to be a complete surprise team.
I like that.
I mean, maybe it's LSU. I don't know if that's a surprise team or not, but I'm thinking more surprise team of like TCU. Like nobody saw that coming. I think we're going to see that because I think that the Pac-12 is going to be cannibalistic and they're all going to beat up on each other. I think the Big Ten and the teams at the top, you know, the Penn States, the Michigans, the Ohio States, they're going to beat up on each other. So it's not going to be a matter of so few good teams. I think there's just going to be so many good teams that they all beat each other that it's going to open the door for a team that we're not talking about right now.
Caroline, what are your expectations for Joe Milton this year? Obviously, Hendon Hooker was just about as efficient as it gets when you look at the numbers as quarterback for Tennessee the last couple of years. So that's heavy shoes to fill for Milton coming in this year. But what do you think? How prepared do you think he is to step into that role?
I struggle with this, Robbie. I really do, because part of me looks at what he was able to do against Clemson, and he looked really good against Clemson. Dropped almost 60 on Vanderbilt at the end of the season this past year. A Vanderbilt team that was playing for something. And a Tennessee team that really, you know, after losing to South Carolina, I don't know how much they really had to play for. So I've seen so many good flashes from Joe Milton. I just can't seem to shake the fact that there have been a few games that he just absolutely pooped his pants in. I can't quite seem to shake the fact that he not only lost the starting job to Hendon Hooker at Tennessee, he also lost the starting job at Michigan. And I know that he lost those starting jobs because of injury. I just can't seem to shake the fact that he has gotten opportunities that he has lost. Now, this could be a new Joe Milton. The Joe Milton that we could see throughout the regular season could be more reflective of the Joe Milton we saw against Clemson. That was absolutely electric. I think that he's got a lot of really great offensive pieces around him. And when people ask, you know, what's going to be the difference between Tennessee being possibly an 11-1 and 10-2 team this year versus maybe 8-4 and 7-5, a lot of people say Joe Milton. And I think that's fair because he's a starting quarterback. You know, if you want to be different, you could say the defense. And I think that that's true. But also Tennessee didn't have a very good defense last year, and they still could have gotten to this college football playoff. When I think it comes down to it, the difference for this Tennessee team could be the receivers. You know, what does Joe Milton have to throw to? Do you have receivers that are quick enough to get 75 yards downfield? Because you've got a quarterback that can deliver it 75 yards downfield. I think for me, it comes down to his weapons, the receivers and the offensive line.
So when is Nico taking over?
We're going week
Hot
six.
Hot take. Let's see. Let's pull up Tennessee's schedule. I think that Nico's in UConn.
Ooh, homecoming week.
After Kentucky.
I like you are a bona fide Milton hater, a Bazooka Joe hater.
I'm not a Bazooka Joe hater.
Tell me what I am supposed
to be enamored about some guy that can throw an orange 100 yards. That's great and all, especially in this system. But show me that you can take care of the football. Show me that you can lead this offense. And show me that you can do it like Hendon Hooker did it.
I like it. UConn game. Write it down, Joe. Hey, Heupel said yesterday that Nico's ready to play. That's what he said.
I'm sure he did say that.
Caroline, great stuff as always. Yes, we're all ready to play. Looking forward to this every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock. And obviously, you can check Caroline out every day here on 102.5 The Game starting at 11 o'clock. Caroline, thanks so much, and we'll be listening at 11.
We've got football this week. I'm excited about it. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Caroline Fenton, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We're going to get into what Joe had to say there. Some interesting thoughts from Joe on Vanderbilt and what their future could look like as things continue to shift on a day-by-day basis in the world of college sports. We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.